Hanging around, that's what I do all day. Hank is my name and hanging is my game. I work in a closet by the front door, so my buddies and I are in charge of hanging coats and jackets.
That's Catherine Lynn Seaford of Portage reading from her children's book, Hank the Hanger. It's about a wire hanger who gets bullied. Seaford and Kalamazoo author Janet Heller will host a discussion about bullying Friday at Kazoo Books.
We are all hangers, but we are made differently. Some of us are made out of wood, some out of plastic, and some out of metal. The next page shows Hank is kind of has a sad face because the other hangers are sturdier than him. But then he goes on to say, even though hanging coats is my least favorite job and I'm exhausted and bent out of shape in the morning, I have a job to do and I want to make sure that I get it done. And so they don't believe that Hank can hold a heavy winter coat or anything heavy on his shoulders because of his thin shoulders. And so they, throughout the story, they tease him and they say hurtful things to him and give him hurtful expressions. And so he proves in the end that he can hold that heavy winter coat, even though it's heavy and itchy. He can do anything he puts his mind to it. And so in the end, they respect him. He responds to the hangers in ways that where kids, the readers of the book, can also then leave with those tips on how to handle any bullies that might come their way.
So what are some of those tips?
One of them is to act brave. So Hank does that in the story. Another way is to simply ignore the other hangers, ignore the bully. So that's one of the things that he does. A third thing he does is he stands up for himself. And he says, stop it, or I don't care. He makes some comments back to the bully. The fourth thing he displays is he is with a buddy when he's near a bully. And oftentimes bullies don't, they like to single out individuals to harass. And so that's one of the tips is to be with a buddy. And the fifth way is don't be a bully back because that could be dangerous. So that's something I think a lot of kids need to be made aware of. If they feel like they're in need of adult help, it's important that they go get that adult help if they've tried other ways. So
why do you feel like it's such a, like this is such a talked about issue today? You know, why wasn't this talked about 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Years ago, it was easily a push or a kick. But now there are different ways to bully. There are, we have the internet, we have Facebook, we have texting and emails. And so I think that it can easily happen quicker than it did maybe years ago. So, and you don't have to necessarily have a name to, if you're bullying somebody, they might not necessarily know who it is. So it's easier to maybe get away with things more so now.
So what are some of the things that you have to remember when writing a children's book?
I think the biggest thing is you need to grab their attention right away, I've discovered. So usually the first sentence in each of my books is a phrase that with an exclamation mark, something to grab the reader's attention and want them to find out what was that noise or I need to have that question answered if it's a question at the beginning or whatever it might be. When I began writing, I thought I'd like to write a story or stories that can be handed down. I think sometimes it's easy to read a book and maybe put it aside and not read it again, but hopefully my books, because of especially in Ellie's Room and Hank the Hanger, they can be handed down and used from generation to generation.
I talked with Catherine Lynn Seaford about her children's book, Hank the Hanger, on how to deal with bullies. Seaford will join Kalamazoo author Janet Heller for a discussion on bullying at Kazoo Books Friday night at 6:30.